This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Britain's House of Commons voted overwhelmingly to approve a trade deal with the European Union, the last major step in London's years-long split from the continent's 27-member governing body. Starting on Friday, New Year's Day, the trade deal ensures that Britain and the EU can continue to trade goods without tariffs or quotas. That should help protect the $894 billion in annual British-EU trade and the hundreds of thousands of jobs that rely on it. U.S. trade officials said on Wednesday they were increasing tariffs on certain European Union products, including aircraft-related parts and wines from France and Germany, amid an ongoing civil aircraft dispute between Washington and Brussels. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, the USTR, said it was adding tariffs on the aircraft manufacturing parts and certain non-sparkling wines, as well as cognacs and other brandies from Germany and France. The new tariffs are the latest action in the 16-year U.S.-EU dispute over civil aviation subsidies involving European aircraft company Airbus and its U.S.-based rival Boeing. Representatives for the European Union could not be reached for an immediate comment on the USTR action. Scientists say there is reason for concern but not alarm about new variants of the coronavirus. The strand that has been spreading in England is now here in the United States. California on Wednesday announced the U.S. second confirmed case of the new and apparently more contagious variant of the coronavirus. Scientists say the new variant does not seem to cause more serious COVID-19 illness than the previous version of the virus. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said on Wednesday the Senate would not quickly take up a House bill to boost the size of pandemic relief payments for most Americans to $2,000 from the current $600. McConnell blocked the Democratic leader's attempt Tuesday to force an immediate vote on the measure authorizing the $2,000 payments. With the new Congress due to be sworn in January 3rd, it was unclear what, if any, actions would be taken by the current Congress. Without action, the House bill will expire. On another pending piece of legislation, McConnell urging his colleagues to override President Donald Trump's veto of a $740 billion defense spending measure, and a vote expected this week. Prominent Hong Kong democracy activist Jimmy Lai was back in court Thursday facing a renewed attempt to get his bail revoked. The Hong Kong government prosecutors took the case to the Court of Final Appeal. Lai was granted bail last week under tough restrictions 3 weeks after he was charged with fraud and colluding with foreign powers or external forces, a new charge under the new national security law imposed by Beijing this year. The Chinese Communist Party newspaper, The People's Daily, weighed in, threatening the Hong Kong judiciary over bailing Lai and calling him extremely dangerous. At least 26 people were killed, dozens more wounded, and explosions at Yemen's Aden Airport Wednesday. Attacks on Iran-backed, apparently, were being blamed on Iran-backed Houthi rebels by some members of the New Unity government. It was not immediately clear what had caused the explosions. Yemen's internationally recognized government and southern separatists formed a power-sharing cabinet in December, earlier this month, forging a joint front against the Houthi rebels who have seized Sana'a and much of the country's north. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says 30 Syrian soldiers were killed Wednesday in an attack by the jihadist Islamic State group on their bus in the eastern part of the war-torn country. The group says the attack targeted a bus carrying regime soldiers going home on leave. Two other buses, which were part of the convoy, managed to escape. In Argentina, Argentina's Senate voted on Wednesday to legalize abortion. The bill allows abortions up to the 14th week of pregnancy. After that time, abortions are allowed in cases of rape or if a mother's life is in danger. Argentina is the largest country in Latin America to legalize abortion. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.